Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go on a Monday, Action Sports Jacks Overtime, ESPN 690. After a good sports weekend, a lot of good stuff to get into. We got the NHL. I done told everybody who listened that the Toronto Maple Leafs were frauds. We'll get into that as we go along. We got good NBA. Brian Milton's got some things to say to me about my disrespect towards the Dallas Mavericks. Frankly, I earned it. But more so, the Phoenix Suns. Where y'all at? Y'all didn't even show up. I said that we could beat the 76ers, the five of us. I changed my mind. We could beat last night's Phoenix Suns team. Easy. And I'm talking easy. Easy. No contest. We beat them handily. Not as much as by the Mavericks, but the squad of Marcel Robinson, me, Brian Middleton, Brett Martineau with the GoPro.
I'm not on this squad.
Kuz. We're bringing Kuz
there
as well.
Go. There you go. You got Kuzart. Kuz got a little bit of a shot.
Otherwise known as on the radio right now on 95.1 WABE.
Kuz got a little bit of a shot.
We also got 96.9, the Eagles hit morning show person. And when I say hit, I mean he's a hit. Not the show is hit music. It is classic rock. Aaron from the Eagle, right? I'm telling you, we beat last night.
I like that five that you guys got right there. I like that five.
With you, obviously.
I'm not there. I'm in the stands.
No, we're beating in the Suns.
Anyway, I'm placing bets on everybody but y'all. If y'all playing the Suns?
Last night's Suns, yeah. That's just disrespectful. What else did we have besides NBA? We had NHL. We had Jags rookie minicamp. I know people were locked into 30-second videos of drills on Twitter.
There you go.
I'm not mad at you for it. I just don't understand it. Had some really good soccer action as well. I understand you probably don't understand that, but I'm just asking you to respect it. Baseball action was good. A lot of good stuff this weekend that we will get into over the next hour. Taking you to 7 o'clock, no jumbo shrimp baseball tonight. They are off on Mondays per the huge. Back at it tomorrow against the Durham Bulls, otherwise known as the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. So a lot of good prospects on the field tomorrow night against the Shrimp and obviously for the Shrimp. Actually, that one tomorrow will be, it's a day game. 10:50, right? Look at my calendar.
Yeah, that random 10:50 time.
Yeah, so 10:50 down at the stadium. So if you're at work and you want to slide away.
And it's here.
It's here, yeah. They call it a business person special. It's the thing I was telling you about. The hot dog, the beer, the seat. Yeah.
Okay.
So they'll play Durham tomorrow during the day. So if you're trying to slide out of work, go head down to the stadium. But if not, obviously listen to it right here on ESPN 690. Then listen to me and Brent from 3 to 6. Or from 3 to 5, I should say. Then listen to me, Brent, and Brian Middleton from 5 to 6, and then me and Brian Middleton from 6 to 7. So that's the operating procedure for the upcoming couple of days right here on ESPN 690. But like I said, good sports weekend, Brian Middleton. The favorite thing you watched this weekend in sports was what?
The favorite thing I watched in sports this weekend was...
Like, what had you locked in the most?
It was definitely something NBA. And I would probably say it was more so the Celtics Bucks game, but I couldn't turn away even through the nefarious means that I was watching some of the games. I couldn't turn away from the Suns Mavericks because I was talking to some
blowout game.
Yeah.
And
here's why. So I know a lot of Suns fans from my time in Arizona.
That's true.
And I made a semi joke to one of them when I was talking. It was about a couple hours before the game because, you know, they gave a nap time in between the two game sevens on Sunday.
Because hockey was on, but yes.
Okay. I'm sure they coordinate like that. And
they did. It was on ESPN. I'm dead serious.
I just said I'm sure they coordinate like that.
Yeah, but it was like a joke. Like, I know how you operate.
Okay. So you were inside my mind right there. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, my point is this. I got off the phone, and as I was getting off of the phone, I was like, hey, you know what? You can go ahead and not even worry about going to the game because they had the ability to go to the game. The tickets were $215 where they were going to go to sit at. But they weren't. They ended up not going. And I was like, don't even worry about it because the Suns are going to lose by 30. They're going to be down by 30. But I said something like the third quarter or something like that. I did not know. Now, that, I was being sarcastic then. I did not know that Luka was in on the phone call. I had no idea that Jason Kidd was tapping my cell phone and using that as motivation for the Mavericks. Because lo and behold, at halftime, they really were up 30. They really were up 30 points at halftime. They were up by more than Phoenix had scored the first two quarters. So anyway, it was so I couldn't turn away, even though it was a blowout, because I just wanted to see Luka smile. I just wanted to see the team just from Dallas just be like, just playing at their second home, because that's their home. That's their home court now. You know, that's their home court. And just to watch the continual implosion of Devin Booker and Chris Paul and Monty Williams, DeAndre Ayton, just Jay Crowder going to another team that's not going to win a championship. He was doing all that stuff all season. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I can only imagine what they're doing out there on the Arizona Sports radio, or it's something the family. I can't remember what the main Sun station is out there. I used to listen to it all the time when I was living out there. But I can only imagine what some of the personalities on there were sounding like or are sounding like right now, since they're like 3 hours behind. Anyway, that was probably the most engaging thing. But I did catch a lot of the highlights of some of the hockey games that were going on. Apparently, the NHL was just like, you know, we want to watch something exciting, actually watch us play our playoff games.
Yeah, so that's a good segue into what I was locked into the weekend. It was hockey. Hockey was incredible. You had the Rangers, Penguins. That series had everything, man. You had blowouts. You had injury drama. Sidney Crosby missed a game. Penguins are up 3-1. Rangers come back and win the series, go to OT and win an OT last night. It was incredible. Then you had the Flames and the Stars. They go into overtime as well. Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, they call him because it's easier to say than Gaudreau, scores a game winner in OT. They move on to play their rival, the Edmonton Oilers. Like, hockey was so good. Was so good all weekend. Like, I could not turn away from any of it. I do not care about the Stars at all. Tyler Seguin's cool. Don't care at all. I dislike the Flames from, like, younger Casey because he disliked the Flames. But honestly, them boys are stacked. They got Gaudreau. They got Tkachuk. They got all these talented guys. It is after midnight last night. They're in the Western Conference, so they cannot possibly play the Lightning until the Stanley Cup Final, and I'm locked into this game because it's just that good. And then the Flames end up winning and set up a great series with the Oilers, their arch rival from ever. And I think the hockey was so good. I think it's interesting to hear you say that you were locked into the blowout when literally everybody turned it off. And I have to believe because that Flames-Stars game was so good, people maybe the NHL got a new audience because they were like, dang, this game's a blowout. Let me see what's going on with hockey. And that game was back and forth. Now, granted, if you're not a diehard hockey fan, the names I just said you probably don't know in the Tyler Seguin and the Johnny Gaudreaus. But maybe you do know their names now, and that's good for hockey. So I'm telling you, man, I was locked into hockey, and it was so good, so good. There's also good soccer. I was locked into soccer earlier in the day, Man City, West Ham. That was a heck of a game, heck of a game. So it was just so much good sports on that I really didn't care about the teams. There's only one team I cared about, and that was the Lightning, obviously, and they take care of business. But like I just said, I don't care about the Flames. I don't care about the Stars. It's locked in, man. That Rangers-Penguins series, so good. I don't like either team. And to be honest, I couldn't figure out who I disliked more. Amanda kind of likes the Penguins. She's from she's from Pennsylvania, and her mom's a Penguins fan. So I was trying to pull for the Penguins, but I just can't do it. But I can't really pull for the Rangers either. It was just so good. Such a good weekend in sports, and all the Game 7s just made it that much better. The question is, where are we going to go from here? Like, we just got so spoiled over all kinds of sports this weekend. How are the rest of these games going to live up to it? In the NBA, obviously you have the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, but to be honest, Brian, we'll get into this more in a second, but just on the surface, we could be in for some blowouts. I doubt it, but I think most people would agree the Warriors are better than the Mavericks. Now, granted, I think most people thought the Suns are better than the Mavericks, so there is that. And then on the east side, maybe not as much, but I got to hand it to you. Your Miami Heat are still alive, and they are a one seed, and they have the ability to blow teams out. But what I like about the Heat in a weird way is they also have the ability to get blown out. So I'm not – well, what I'm saying is –
I wasn't ready. What was that play? There we go.
What I'm saying is you never really know what you're going to get. Is that fair?
What?
How? What do you – they've gotten blown out in the playoffs already.
Huh?
You're trying to tell me they haven't? We're not doing anything until you answer. Go ahead.
Doing, Casey?
What's up? It's Casey of Action Sports Jax, and the local coverage on ESPN 690 is expanding yet again. After Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690, we have been bringing you overtime on Mondays and Thursdays, but that has now changed. You can catch Brian Middleton and myself daily after Action Sports Jax and leading you into Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. So starting at 3 p.m. daily, we will have local coverage all night from Action Sports Jax to OT to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, all right here on ESPN 690. Action Sports Jax Overtime, ESPN 690 on a Monday, rolling along. No Jumbo Shrimp Baseball coming up tonight. Like we said at the top, they will be on in the afternoon hours tomorrow. So you can check that one out right here on ESPN 690. So we will take you until 7 p.m. tonight, then hand off to ESPN programming for the rest of the evening. In terms of the Jags, not a whole lot going on. Like we said, rookie minicamp took place over the weekend. I'm not much for video clips on Twitter of guys doing drills, taking three hard steps and moving on with their life, but some people are. So hopefully you saw what you wanted to see. We had a little conversation earlier on in the show about that with Stuart Weber. They kind of broke it all down. You can go back and watch that on YouTube or on the podcast. Hour one is where you're going to want to find that. Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690, wherever you get your podcast. So did a little bit of that. Also, Brent Martineau caught up with one of the newest Jags drafted, 222nd overall pick by the Jags out of Arkansas, Buster Brown. The corner turned safety, then back to corner, and will now be a corner for the Jags. Looking to make the team on special teams. So had a conversation with him as well. You can check that out on the podcast. Also, the news of the day, Ethan Waugh officially hired as the assistant GM for the Jags. This was a move that we had kind of heard about before the draft. We asked Trambolki about it. They said it was not done. It is now apparently officially done, as most avenues are reporting on it. So no VP like we kind of thought there would be. Instead, it's an assistant GM that comes after the draft, which does make some sense in terms of, obviously, Trambolki and his staff had done most of the deep dive work, actually all of it, you could fair to say, on this year's draft picks. Obviously, Doug Peterson comes in, has a little bit of say. We don't know how much say. I think everyone kind of differs on that. I feel like Trambolki did most of the work. Doug Peterson kind of signed off on everything. But I think this is the type of draft where if things don't go right, I could see Doug Peterson distancing himself from this draft and say, hey, this was a Trambolki draft. Trambolki can't really make that claim, but they've been here the entire time. But nonetheless, Ethan Waugh will be hired as the assistant GM. Worked with Trambolki in San Francisco, which is obviously an interesting part of this. He was a director of college scouting and football systems for the Niners. That's how he got into his career in the NFL and worked with Balky from 2011 to 2016. So that is obviously a long time. So he understands the guy, knows the guy. I wonder Obviously, the question will be, did he bring him in to have an ally in the building? Now, we don't necessarily believe that he needs it, right? The draft went okay, right? There's obviously questions about what happened at the number one overall pick, but I think the draft went okay. Obviously, he spent a lot of money in free agency, so there is that part of it. Does he really need allies anymore? Because it feels like this fan base, at least me, Brent as well, they've kind of changed their tune on Trent Baalke. I'm not telling you he's the best GM that's ever lived, because that's obviously not how I feel. But, you know, we'll have to see. So that is the Jags news of the day. Again, not a whole lot coming up, going on right now. OTAs on the horizon for the Jags. We'll have to wait until that. Get more sound from Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, because most of the team will be there. Not just rookies, but it is off-season activities and not required. So that's what's going on the football front, but that is not the whole story. Obviously, like we mentioned, NBA and NHL are big right now. And listen, now it's time to talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning. I told you, I tried to tell everybody that Game 6 was a game that the Toronto Maple Leafs had to win. I told you. I told Brian Middleton. I told Brent Martineau. I told everybody that would listen. And what happened? The Toronto Maple Leafs choked it. They choked it away. They go to Game 7 feeling good at home. No. They do not get it done. They lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I will say this. If you are a Lightning fan, which I've seen a few on the stream earlier today, appreciate that. But Braden Point hurt in the game, which is a big story. He is probably, I would say, the second most important player to the team. He's one of the few guys, if you know hockey, you understand what I'm saying here, but he's given 110 all the time. When pucks are dumped into the zone, he's down there trying to make a play. He's also one of their best scorers and one of their best passers as well. He was hurt in the game. It looked pretty bad. Being a hockey player, he tried to come back and skate on it. That did not work. He was out on the ice for about two, three seconds, and then came back in because he could not put weight on it. Sounds like he did not practice today, which is obviously going to be a problem going into the series with the Florida Panthers. So that is the update with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Obviously, Braden Point is an important part of the team. If you don't know the name, you should. Obviously, you know the names of Kucherov, Stamkos, and those guys. But that is going to be a big loss for the Lightning if they want to try to beat the Florida Panthers, who, I stand by my statement, literally have no fans. Brent said he might be going to game 5 or 6 in Tampa against the Panthers if it gets that far on Memorial Day weekend. I told him, you probably won't have a tough time fighting Florida Panthers fans for tickets because, frankly, they're not looking for tickets because there are no Florida Panthers fans, except Brian Middleton, because their tickets are cheap and he can get on board.
Now, that's true.
With the Florida Panthers tickets.
You're right. I can get behind that. $24, $34, $45 for, like, game 6 or game 7 for Florida Panthers. I can't name you one player. Not one. Actually, I think I can. Carter Verhaeghe?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, I can name you one player.
How do you
player.
Know who that is?
Don't worry about that. Later on, you'll find out. You will find out later on.
Okay.
Yeah. But besides that, I can't name you one other player on the Panthers, but the ticket prices are for the people. They're the people's team. It was this wrestler called The Rock. You may have heard of him. I think he acts or something like that. His name is like Dwayne Johnson, something like that. But he was always called the people's champ. And that's what I feel the Florida Panthers are for the ticket prices that they have. They're the people's team of the NHL. Cheap ticket prices. My squad.
You know Carter Verhaeghe was played for the Lightning before? I don't know how you know who that is, but anyway, he was on the Lightning before, and then they shipped him out to Florida. And another
embarrassment of riches.
Pretty much.
Wow.
That's kind of how it worked. You had to pay guys, and you didn't have time for Verhaeghe. It's happened a lot. Jonathan Marchessault is a guy that was sent to Florida, which you don't know who that is because he's not on Florida anymore. He now plays for Vegas, and he's like their best player. But yeah, the Lightning have strongly helped a bunch of other teams with similar moves like that. So, by the way, game one, I saw this on Twitter. Game one is in Florida, I believe is what it is. And it's either 3 and 4 or 1 and 2. I'm pretty sure it's 1 and 2 are in Florida. Yeah, they're the higher seed. So games 1 and 2 are in Florida, which for this term is in Sunrise, not Tampa. And the tickets are like $57 and $61. Like those are the cheapest tickets.
Well, another round into the playoffs. So, okay. All right, getting a little iffy. That's a little shaky.
I imagine that's going to be fascinating when it gets on TV, because there's going to be so many Lightning fans and there's going to be like zero Panthers fans. They're going to be like, what? Like, the it's going to look so weird on TV, I think, because Lightning fans are going to travel. So that's kind of how I see that play now. But I wasn't going to go much farther in the show without giving some love to the Lightning because the boys got it done against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So a lot of good hockey still to go, and then obviously some good basketball.
Well, I will say this. The people love the way that you're giving love to the Lightning, but they wish that you would give love to the Dallas Mavericks. All I'm saying is, I would love it if you gave the Dallas Mavericks a bit of love as well. But I totally get it. Totally understand why you love the Lightning so much, Casey Kurtz. Totally love the reason that you're behind your team. But when we get back from the break, because I'm about to play this music, I feel like you should at least address the energy with which you were down talking to Dallas Mavericks, the city of Dallas, the state of Texas, Tex-Mex cuisine, Luka Doncic, Jason Kidd, and everybody else. You think you're going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I can do that. On the other side of the break, Action Sports Jax Overtime, ESPN 690. We'll be right back. So, they apparently had to make a rule change in the USFL. Like, I know you don't watch that, right? You're not on the USFL.
Okay, I'm dying to hear what this rule change is.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's going on here. Like, it just kind of popped up. It's from this weekend, but it just caught me off guard so much that why are they changing the rules in the USFL? Does anybody care? So, I guess Jeff Fisher, head coach of the Michigan Panthers, former head coach of the Tennessee Titans, you see how people fall from grace, wanted to go for a one-point extra point. Then they placed the ball. Okay, so they agreed. Then Coach Fisher called a timeout and instead wanted to go for a two-point try. And the officials told him no. Once the ball is placed on the field, you cannot change your decision.
Ooh.
Which sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
Right. Well,
I don't think I've ever thought about that, number one.
You just had to move it back a yard.
Yeah.
You just literally had to back up 1 yard and put the ball down. So now, starting in week 5, USFL has agreed to change that rule.
Wow.
That's so dumb. Like, why? They had to put out a Facebook post because of that. And it got 3,500 likes. There's no way 3,500 people give a crap about the USFL. Agree or disagree?
Maybe family members. There's a lot of football players.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
USFL, family and friends.
That's true. Okay. Well, shout out to the USFL. I don't feel bad about what I just said about the USFL. Like, but so they're changing the rules to actually make it feel more like football. Great.
Now, do you like that? Because my initial thought when you said it, I was like, see, this is why it's not that you're a fraud league, but this is why, you know, you're like almost like a bubblegum version of whatever you're trying to be for the NFL. But now I think I kind of like the fact that, all right, they saw something that didn't make sense and they were able to just say, okay, we're going to make that change in the season. It's not fair to the teams that wanted to do it prior to week 5.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were able to be reactionary in a way that will benefit all the teams moving forward. The NFL, like, that's not happening. You know, like, that's that kind of reaction in the middle of a season. And I guess I get why you don't want to change rules, even something like that, in the middle of a season. But I think I might kind of like it now that I'm thinking about it and thinking through it a bit more. Do you think that that's good? Do you think the NFL could ever take that kind of energy for stuff that's happening in the league?
I mean, they kind of changed the rule with the pass interference. They let you review it, and then they said, nah, we're changing that back. Like, I just don't, I guess, I'm not answering your question, but I just want to drive home the fact that they're changing a rule that should have already been a rule in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I call a timeout and I want to change the play, like, we've seen that in the NFL. You score a touchdown, call a timeout, go for two. Like, since when does that not, I don't understand how that wasn't allowed. But by the way, this person named Alan commented on the post and said, I can't imagine anything worse than staying inside on a beautiful May afternoon or evening to watch minor league football coached by Jeff Fisher.
So petty.
Oh, that's so good. So anyway, the USFL is changing their rules as they go to rules that probably should have already been in place before it started. I know we got something to do, Brian, but I do want to work this in. Chase from WOKV just tweeted me something.
Okay.
He said, also, Panthers attendance will likely be down since all Panthers games will be on the same day as the Heat.
Ooh.
Now, Chase, I agree with you. And Chase, I'm pretty sure you're a Lightning fan. But, so first of all, shout out to you. But, second off, I don't think anybody's going either way. Like, the Heat have real fans, and the Panthers have no fans. Like,
one fan.
One literal fan, and he's a Heat fan. So he's going to go to the Heat game. You know what I mean?
I did not get that point.
So I hear what you're saying, but I think if I'm the Panthers, I'm going to spin it as, like, as what you said. Like, yeah, you know, we sold a lot of tickets to Lightning fans because all of our fans were at the Heat game. The truth is there are no Panthers fans. Like, show me one that's not Brian Middleton. And, Chase, if you happen to be a Tampa sports fan and also a Florida Panthers fan and not a Lightning fan, then I'm sorry I keep driving this home on your team. But in general, just the Panthers are great and have no fans but Brian. It's kind of funny. But anyway, I saw your tweet. I wanted to address that. So that's where we are on the fan conversation, as well as the USFL, by the way. Action Sports Jax Overtime, ESPN 690. All right, Brian, what do we got?
Start bench remove, Casey Kurtz.
Let's do it. I don't need the rules.
You don't? Okay. You remember that you have a pass. Okay.
Yeah, I do have a pass. Yeah. Okay. I'll probably use it if you bring up Dallas Sports or something.
Oh, Dallas Sports. Okay. All right. First up, cornerstone of the franchise. Love this topic.
Sure.
All right. Steph, Luka, Giannis.
Why not? Start Steph, because, you know, they were nothing without Steph. And then... Yeah, we'll do it. Bench Giannis, remove Luka. Yeah, It didn't really feel right saying it. It sounded better in my head. But here's why I did it. You're gonna make some noise or something. But Steph, cornerstone, they drafted him, they won. Giannis, they drafted him, cornerstone, they won. So Luka, they drafted him, cornerstone, agree. They have not won a championship yet. They may this year. They might beat Steph and he might become a champion. But I'm going with the two champions that have become the star of the team, the cornerstone of the team. So that's why I went with those two instead of Luka. Not that you care, but.
You know what, Casey Kurtz? That actually made some sense. Now, I disagree with you.
I know.
But that actually made sense.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Next up.
What we got?
It's my month.
Sure.
Okay, Casey, this is the month you wish never happened, as well as any and all events that happened in that month that can't be moved to another month and are thus forgotten forever. Okay.
Okay.
January, March, December.
January, March, December. Okay, something definitely happened in January that I'm not thinking of because you wouldn't have put it on here. March feels like a safe one to get rid of. I like St. Patrick's Day. Spring break is cool.
Anything else happened in March, Casey Kurtz?
See, I'm scared now, right? Because I don't know off the top of my head.
You may have traveled with a group of people.
Shovel.
Okay, yeah. See, that's me looking out for you.
Okay, good call. Yeah, March 6th is a good day for sure. I can't get rid of December because I know what that's going to bring. All right. We'll start March because I have to. We'll bench December and we'll get rid of January. I don't know what what did I do? What's in January that I'm not thinking of?
This is just a man that had a dream.
Yeah, I know.
That's.
Oh.
Had a dream.
That's not even what I was thinking of.
Mm.
Shoot.
Yeah. I think his name started with Martin. I think that was his first name. Martin King.
Yeah.
I think he was a junior. But that's okay. Casey, you know, it's First Amendment, free speech. Get to say what you want to say. Next up, offensive threat.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
All right. This is which Jags player you wish wasn't on the Jags every week, Casey. And for that matter, you wish they weren't even in the NFL. Man, Trevor Lawrence, James Robinson, Travis Etienne.
Start Trevor, obviously.
Don't do him like that. Don't do him like that, Casey. I hear the
Yeah, you know. I'm going to bench James, and I'm going to have to get rid of Etienne.
All right. You know what? We'll go to something that's a little bit easier.
All right.
Because
right?
I'm roasting you right now. Contact Kings. Contact Kings.
Sure.
All right.
I don't even know what this is.
Yeah. Manny Machado.
Okay.
Eric Hosmer. Sure, I'll chop that name up.
No, that's right.
Xander Bogaerts.
All three of those are right.
Wow.
And I'm just to confirm, I'm giving you the best option to start, right?
Yeah, like, in the one that is the one that you hope never actually gets into the MLB. In an alternate universe, of course. But, yeah, the best option.
Yeah, Xander's really good. I'm going to start Xander, even though I'm not a Red Sox fan. That's character development. Goodness. I will bench Machado, and I will remove Hosmer because I like Hosmer. But these numbers, like, if you're just looking up the numbers with Hosmer, this has not been his MO. Like, he was a guy, he was very good for a long time in Kansas City. He was not this good. And last year, all offseason, they tried to get rid of him, okay? So they were trying to remove him harder than I was. He's not going to hit 350 this year. That's not what he is. He's a 279 hitter in his career. Having a great year. And I'm happy for the guy because I like him. But those other two guys have done it for a longer period of time, and I think Bogaerts is that dude. Machado was that dude. He's not even that old. But Bogaerts is that dude, and he has, and I think he's going to continue to be, and I like Manny, so I have to get rid of Hosmer, unfortunately.
All right. Next up, back in time, Casey.
Sure.
All right, this is the topic where you remove one of these from the face of the earth. Sets the world back 35, 40, maybe 2,000 years, okay?
Are we doing teeth brushing again?
No, no, no. That was in the necessities one. Yeah, you hear necessities,
oh, yeah,
you want to skip that, okay?
Okay.
So, first up, internal combustion engine, the wheel, or the light bulb?
What was the first one?
Internal combustion engine.
Is that like a car engine?
It's the predecessor to it. But this didn't happen then.
So we wouldn't have cars without this.
Or probably like planes and ships that actually have
the motors. Wheel.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. What have we really gained from the wheel? Besides like I know the obvious stuff, but like, is there stuff I'm missing?
That's so great.
Like, you know, the wheel is good, but like somebody would have thought of the wheel eventually. And then light bulb, we got no choice. We need light bulbs, right?
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get rid of the wheel. I don't know why, but I'll start light bulbs. I'll bench the motor thing, and then I will get rid of the wheel.
Just so that you're clear, the wheel was first basically invented 4th millennium B.C.
Yeah.
That's where you're taking us, Casey. So we got an engine to put in the car, but, you know, actually making the car move.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was smarter to get the engine than the wheel. I think it's, I don't know. I don't know why, though. Maybe that was stupid.
One with the puck.
Sure.
All right. Former number one overall pick for Edmonton, Connor McDavid, the Panthers, Carter Verhaeghe, or the Swedish sensation coming out of New York, Mika Zibanejad. Close enough.
You can just start McDavid and get rid of the other two, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Okay. My bad.
I mean, I like...
This is what I don't know about NHL.
I like Carter Verhaeghe. He's fine. Like, he caught fire. But Connor McDavid's the best player on the planet Earth. And probably any... And I'll go into this rabbit hole again. He's better than probably any other planet that has, like, people playing hockey in any other Milky Way galaxy. Remember when I went into that one time? I'm doing it again. Connor McDavid's better than all of them. So... it's not even close, and I feel like it's disrespectful to Connor McDavid to put him in the same category.
Who's better at this sport, Connor McDavid or Mike Trout? Because you're very high on Mike Trout.
Yeah, that's a good call. I think, I'm gonna be honest with you, I think what Connor McDavid can do is when he's on, right? In those last couple games for Edmonton, he's been on the forecheck. He's been passing. He's been scoring goals when there's nothing available. I think he's just, when he's on, he's so far and away better than everybody, in my opinion. Mike Trout, you can at least make the argument. I disagree with the arguments, but you can argue that there's better players in the league currently than Mike Trout. I disagree with them again, but it's, you can't make that conversation with McDavid, in my opinion. So I guess I'm going to go with McDavid.
All right. Final one, Casey.
Okay.
Casey's favorites. Don't pass this. Don't pass it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Here we go. Friday night high school football. Donating to charity. Chick-fil-A has a restaurant and organization that employs approximately 36,000 people.
Thank you. You know, I'm probably... Yeah, I got no shame. I'm gonna start Chick-fil-A.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna start Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna bench the charity thing, and then I'm gonna have to get rid of football.
Thank goodness. Just for clarity, approximately 1 million kids a year play high school football. So
yeah, that is unfortunate. You know. But the good news, if it were removed, there's plenty of other sports. Try hockey, baseball, maybe tennis, soccer. Pickleball probably now, badminton potentially, volleyball now a boys sport, which is exciting. I would have played it if I had the opportunity.
Did you say now? Okay.
It is. It's now, I'm serious. It's now a sport for like in school for boys. I'm serious. Like when I was in high school, you couldn't play. Did your high school have
I see what you're saying. Okay,
like it's
well,
a real,
bad.
It's like a.
Right. Right. I got you.
I just broke this. If you're watching on the stream.
All types of stuff happening today.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I would have to do. Unfortunately, you have to go find another sport to play, kids. Sorry about it. But I'm probably saving you potential horrible injuries. So
that's fair.
In a weird way, you should be thanking me.
Yeah. Huh. Send them an invoice. All right, Casey, that's all we got for Start Bench Removed from the face of the earth.
Very good. After this break, we got more to do. Stick with us. Action Sports Jacks Overtime, ESPN 690. We'll be right back. Sports Jacks Overtime, ESPN 690, couple minutes to go on a Monday as we roll along. No Jumbo Shrimp Baseball tonight. They are on the road, or they are off on Mondays. They'll be back at home tomorrow against Durham in the afternoon time. So check it out on ESPN 690. Then me and Brent, then me and Brian, and then another night on ESPN 690. Jumbo Shrimp back in prime time on Wednesday. So we will have that for you. Whenever it gets going, should be a 6:50 first start for pregame, I do believe, on Wednesday. But we'll keep you updated on that as we roll along. Brian Middleton, Casey Kurtz on a Monday Action Sports Jacks Overtime. We got something that I'm forgetting, Brian. I know you sent me the rundown. We're going to produce on the fly. So
yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, but before we get into that, because I know we only got a couple of minutes.
Oh, you need me to talk about Dallas?
No. As a man, I'm going to let you... You know, reconcile that.
Okay. Thank
when you.
You
want to, publicly though.
Yeah. For sure.
That being said, I am 24 hours away from actually getting my passport, Casey Kurtz. I'm excited about this. I know last time we talked about it, and I was you were a bit critical of me because I didn't have a place to go. Still don't have a place to go. But at least I think I have all the proper documentation this time. We hope.
What was the problem last time? Remind me.
So apparently there weren't the correct signatures on the birth certificate. That's a scary thing to hear. Number one.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. I feel like I don't remember that part.
Call Maury up in here. But I ordered the right thing from the state of South Carolina, DHEC.
Oh, yeah.
And it came in. So I got a 1:15 appointment with the passport office. And, you know.
So you're going to go see your guy that told you to come back, right?
Yeah. He's there. I'm not talking to the lady. If you remember, the lady was real straight disrespectful to me.
I remember that.
And I was like, do you know who I am? I'm one half of Action Sports Jacks Overtime. Huh? I know Casey Lamont. Don't make, man, what? What?
I'm sure that would get you far.
Yeah, and she told me to sit down.
I bet she did. I would try Brent Martineau next time. I'm telling you, I've never been anywhere with Brent Martineau where they haven't said, hey, you're the guy from TV, or hey, you're the guy from radio. Like, literally every time. We went to McDonald's at like 9:30 at night. They're like, I've seen you on TV. I was like, I'm here too.
So Brent is a celebrity. Chicken?
Yeah. He's been telling me that he carries around a Sharpie to sign autographs. I think it's Cap. I hope it's Cap. Oh, I know. Isn't it humble? So, okay, good. Passport. If you're just confused on that, Brian Middleton a couple weeks ago tried to get his passport. Again, as he mentioned there in passing, but I'll drive home the point, he has nowhere to go, no trips planned, and he's a planner, as he said. That's why he's getting his passport, just in case. So no trips planned, but getting the passport, going back for round two after he did not get it the first time. Yeah, so that's the passport update. 24. Wait, what time are you getting your passport?
Well, the appointment's at 1:15.
Okay, cool.
So all I got to do is pay the $200.
It's $200 for a passport?
Yeah, you got to get like a, well, you don't have to get both, but you get like a book and a card and
something
like that.
Yeah, I have the card.
Okay, so yeah, so if you just get the card, it's cheaper, or the book, it's cheaper, but I'm just getting both. Feels like
you're
I need to
both?
Get both. It feels like I need to get both.
Why in the world would you get both?
I don't want to get stuck in a place and they're like, hey, we don't take the book, we need the card.
Nobody doesn't take the book.
Feels like somebody doesn't take the book that
no,
I want to go to.
No, everybody takes the book. It's the card. Like, I only have the card, and I'm going somewhere next week, and all the places
okay,
I'm...
Okay, my G. Oh, that's right.
It's on the calendar.
That's right, my bad. Okay.
And it's I only need the card because it's only, like, the Caribbean or whatnot. So, but the book, you can go anywhere with the book. You do not need... You're literally wasting money. You are wasting money getting both. But that's not going to stop you. I know.
Feel prepared.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Very good. Well,
a Boy Scout.
Were you really?
I was a Cub Scout.
Okay. Yeah. I was in the Boy Scouts for one day and then I quit. I'm serious. It's a real life story.
I got like 6 or 7 months in. I was.
I just couldn't do it. Like, I don't know. I'm not. I can. Here's the thing. Right. We're not going to talk about sports the rest of the show.
Clearly not.
Which is only a couple of minutes. So, like, if you're dying for sports in the next 2 minutes, you know where to go. But. Listen, I had a difficult time, this is real life, folks, tying my shoes, okay? I could not tie my shoes for a very, very long time, like longer than you should, right? And the Boy Scouts, you had to like tie knots and stuff. I wasn't going to be doing that, right? So I saw the writing on the wall. Like, I will, hold on. If you're on the stream, look. You see any shoelaces?
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Commitment.
I can still, I can tie my shoe. Like, if you put a shoe right here, I could tie it.
We, you know,
but
we haven't seen it.
It's, you haven't. That's fair. But these are the shoes I wear. No things. So the point of that story is the Boy Scouts are like tying knots, and I just wasn't about that. And then also, like, it just felt, I didn't feel at home with the Boy Scouts, you know? I was more of an athlete.
There you go.
Not that the Boy Scouts weren't athletes.
Sounds
I'm back
like
myself
what you're saying. You're throwing high heat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
you don't got time to get your patches or whatnot.
The truth is, I just I didn't fit in with the Boy Scouts. So
man, I was working my way up. I was Cub Scout, then I had the Wolf, and
Rip,
then I was the Weeblo. Will
Whoa.
Be loyal Scouts. Boy, it took me forever. Weeblo.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's like I think the next step right before your Boy Scout stuff you got to do. And then I forgot what happened. You know, I don't know, home life was in shambles. I have no idea why I didn't get to the Boy Scouts. But I was in there for about 6 or 7 months, man. Had the whole fit, got pictures. I was willing down woods.
You should really bring those pictures in. By the way, this might surprise you. There are 395,000 adults in Cub Scouts.
Wow.
1.4 million youth. So, like, you can continue to be, like, an adult Cub Scout. There's also 43,000 packs.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a pack?
Yeah, I can't quite remember. I can't remember,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it feels like, yeah, because, like, you know, like, I guess, like, Cub, like.
Yeah.
Whatever. They travel in packs. That's the point of the story. All right, so what you've learned here, Brian Middleton, former scout, Casey Kurtz, never a scout. Only for one day. That's all the time we got on OT. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. I want to eat a spicy chicken in my Tesla. Is it too much to ask?